Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm Jake Bakoven in with Jake Sorensen. Adam is out today. We'll be back next week. We've got plenty of college football talk. I also wanted to ask Sorensen, who was talking about his tortured fan base decision.
Oh, it's torture.
Earlier about the Royals and kind of how he views that season. We'll get to that here in a second. But first, a word from our sponsor, Jake, if you could do the honor.
Yes, you know, you and I, Buck, are not Adam Carrick. We're also not, by any means, former NFL players.
No, I don't think so.
But Culligan cares about you and me and NFL players. We are both. Can be health nuts. You've been working. You've been focusing more on your health recently. I've been
a little bit
disparaging you at times for that.
That's right.
I want you to live a little bit. But here's the deal: hydration and recovery start at home, Buck. That's why we have teamed up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects our water, heater, and appliances. Culligan's high efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage for drinking. Add Culligan Reverse Osmosis, bottled quality water right at the tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, listen up, right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or $9.95 per month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. That is CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love. Go big. Red.
Well, there we go. There we go. Good to hear. And obviously, we've enjoyed plenty of Culligan
water
over the
here.
Year. Yeah, yeah. No doubt. Now, I didn't want to ask you about the Royals real quick. Of course, they are eliminated from the wild card. Have a 3-game set with the A's to kind of close out the season. And I just wanted to know, because it's an interesting position to be in. If they get swept, they'll technically have a losing season. If they win 2, they'll have a winning season. If they win 1 in these final games, they'll finish 500. Is that important to you
yes.
at this point? It is.
Yes.
Yes. To
yes.
technically be 500 or above.
Listen, I hate to always bring back to the Dolphins here, but there's been radio hosts on the station over the years that have mocked the Dolphins for being 8-8 forever, you know, 9-7, 7-9. They missed the playoffs. The goals are out the window. I don't really think the difference in a draft pick is that big
no.
in the middle rounds that it's important to go 80-82 versus 81-81. You want to be 82-80. I mean, it's, you want to know that, yes, the season did not end how you wanted it to, but like the goal is always to, at the worst, have a winning season. You know, be in contention. And the Royals were in contention until the very last week of the season. Kudos to them on that. Had a rough stretch with all the pitching that went out and the bats went cold, and that's baseball. But yeah, it's important. And like when the Dolphins are out of the playoffs at 8-7, or, you know, 8-8, I want them to finish that last game with the win and say, you know what, we can always say that although it was the season was not what we wanted, they went 9-8. You want to feel like you can get above 500 any year. So, yes, Bach, it is important. I am watching these last games closely to make sure the Royals finish strong.
Yeah, it is interesting because, going back to football too, the Cardinals were in a position last year, and I think it's different in football. Like you disagree. You're saying you'd like to win that last game. But usually when it gets to week 17, now week 18 in football, if my team's out of it, I don't really want them to win a useless game at the end and go from the 5th pick of the draft to the 9th pick of the draft or something like that. That can have a bigger implication. But in baseball, I think you're right. Maybe a little bit less. And you know, you're kind of rooted where you want to, you know, where you're going to be anyway. We all know kind of the Major League Baseball draft, a little bit different than the NFL draft as far as picking your top prospects there. It is also interesting to note, just if they do win, there's not a whole lot of winning seasons without World Series for the Royals.
That's why it's important.
Yeah, that's why I think, especially for the Royals, it would be important. Of course, they had a winning season last year and made the playoffs, but there hasn't been few and far between. I mean, in 2014 and 2015, when they made the World Series and, of course, won the World Series, you know, those were some years that they had some winning records. You look at 2016, they were 500. 2014, they did have winning records.
That was a disappointing year.
Yeah.
2016, they still had a lot of guys back from the World Series roster that they thought they would be a playoff team, and just it was bad. Disappointing. And then it's gone very bad since then. Besides last year, a playoff team, of course, they beat the Orioles on the road to, you know, in the wild card round, and lost to the Yankees in the second round. But they thought this was a playoff team this year. So it's going to be a disappointing year, but you can put a bow on a disappointing year by finishing still over 500 to have something to hang your hat on.
Yeah. And of course it is, you know, the Royals era of Bobby Witt. So at least, you know, you can just throw in some, okay, during these years, you had some winning records, whatever it may be. It was pretty tough too. When you go back to those World Series.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
Teams of Kansas City now, again, a decade ago, to kind of watch them get broken up. They did keep Alex Gordon. I don't know if that was the best decision for the team.
He's a Hall of Famer with the Royals, and deservedly so. And that contract did not wreck the Royals.
I was going to say,
He was never an elite hitter. He's obviously a great defender. Yeah. He's never been an elite hitter. But Gordo had his purpose in KC. It's just, you know, their guys in the minors weren't ready yet. Didn't draft well in that time frame. Like, they drafted well to get the guys like Moustakas and Hosmer up to major league level, and they made the big trade of Zach Greinke to the Brewers to get Escobar and Lorenzo Cain, which were huge parts of that team, of those years of teams. But former GM Dayton Moore just missed on a couple guys, which hurt the franchise. And that's baseball, though.
Yeah, that happens. Who was the toughest to watch from that group? Leave Hosmer.
Hosmer got a big contract with the Padres. That was tough. Moustakas. I mean, Hosmer and Moose were. I watched those guys come up with the Storm Chasers. I went to Omaha. My uncle's got tickets to those games. It was just fun for that span of time watching Hosmer make the leap to the majors and Moustakas. Like, those guys were just mashing.
It was just fun when the Moose was loose, right?
Yeah, the Moose was loose. Yeah, Rex Hother. And then there's a time also that Will Myers, who was a big part of the trade that helped the Royals get to the World Series, James Shields comes over. They needed to have an ace. They needed to have a guy that was, again, he was never the best pitcher in baseball, but he was a dude that ate up innings and was an alpha on the mound in 2014 and 13. And they traded Will Myers, who was a top prospect in baseball. I saw Will Myers hit a grand slam off of Roy Oswalt in Omaha once. Just smoked it. Like, legendary pitcher Roy Oswalt for the Phillies and Astros just piped one. And so, but that was a big trade for the Royals, and that was hard to lose him, but it helped the team make the run. But I'd say Hosmer was the roughest block.
Yeah,
he was he just had some moxie to him. But love Moose. It just that whole team breaking apart was devastating. But that's small market baseball. It's baseball. It's that's sports.
Yeah, and it's interesting too. I was listening to The Drive as they were kind of talking about what their ideal World Series would be. Do you think that it would be better to have another Yankees Dodgers World Series, or would you think the smaller market teams maybe could make it a little bit more interesting?
You know, I disagree a lot with Steve Sippel on Early Break is a front runner. He likes the teams that are the big wigs. He likes when royalty is good, both in college football. He wants Bama to be good. He wants Georgia to be good. He wants Michigan to be good. I like the underdog. And so I understand for the sake of viewership that MLB wants Dodgers Yankees. They do. I'm sick of that crap. I was sick of Alabama always making the title in football. I'm sick of that. I like change, but change does not get the viewership. People like their brands, and I just feel differently.
Yeah, well, it kind of depends again on your own way that you like to take it in. They were specifically talking about like Brewers, Mariners, which would be their first World Series.
I would love
some stories like
that.
Would be cool.
I don't think baseball nationally. That's not going to get viewership though.
Like, yeah.
The Mariners are such a great story. You know, Cal Raleigh, 60 home runs, awesome story. Rodriguez is good. You know, that's a team that just historically, ever since Ichiro was there, has been very bad. The Brewers, of course, I don't know anybody in the Brewers at all. Nobody. They won 95 games. I don't know a single person. and I watch baseball somewhat. I don't know anybody in that team. Like Ryan Braun, is he still there at all? Prince Fielder's still there.
Who was the guy that's playing for like Arkansas football now? The Monty Harrison.
Was he
with the Brewers?
He was drafted there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I have personally, even though I've been to the stadium several times, I have no interest in the Brewers at all, and I think the world feels the same way. But Mariners is great. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But it does not help viewership at all for baseball, and they need viewers badly.
Yeah. So we'll see what kind of turns around the corner. Of course, Major League Baseball playoffs will be starting here. Many teams going into their final series of the regular season. Hopefully my Red Sox get in. They look like they're in a pretty good position. They've got a final series with Detroit. If you're kind of following the wild card standings there, Boston's up one game. They've got that series with Detroit, who is at even. And then Houston is back a game of the wild card race in the American League and the National League. Looks like the Mets are in as of now. Cincinnati behind one game and Arizona behind two games. So we'll see kind of how that all shows out. I mean, and those are fun. Those series that come down to either making the playoffs or not. It's kind of like an extension of the playoffs. So that will be fun to kind of see how that plays out. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Sorensen's in for one more segment. I want to catch up with him and get his thoughts on Husker football thus far this season. It's always fun to have different conversations with different people and the kind of the different angles that they come come at Nebraska football and how they think about the season is going. So we'll do that coming up next year on the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.